Hello and welcome to another podcast here at Do The Cure. This is Dan Hegerich. Kind of like to say I'm the host, but I'm not hosting anyone except for you, maybe, and a couple of other people listening in, maybe a couple dozen. I don't know. I don't follow any of the analytics right now. I'm just practicing my art and, I guess, desire to help people, the art of healthy living, and the desire to help people to become healthier, wealthier, and more loving today than they were yesterday. If you've been following my podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening in and participating in your own special way. As you know, for those of you who are new to this podcast, Do The Cure is all about many of the perspectives and insights, knowledge, wisdom, etc., that I learned experiencing a form of terminal non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that came and went in my life 6 times. And I went through the medical model of health for 6 years until I decided to surrender. And people ask me, what does it mean to surrender? It's not giving up, in fact. That's not surrendering. Surrendering is putting my trust and faith into something other than myself, really. I was probably egoically misguided at times. And I had a super ego that was active to protect my own egoic identity. It's kind of crazy, but that's seemingly how it was running and operating in me, why making changes or transformation was difficult, is because I had a backup egoic survival plan or program in my mind called the superego. Anyway, that's psychological babble that I wanted to get out, and I'm not sure where we're going to go with this today, but I feel good. It's nice and sunny out, and I'm here in New England, and starting to come into some spring weather. Very grateful for that, since the sun is a source of healing. If you know how to play with nature appropriately, work with nature. So I also apologize to everybody that is actually a consistent listener for not putting out another podcast for the last couple of weeks. I've been being stretched thin, helping other people, and directing my energy towards my personal studies, personal practice. So I'm back on the saddle here tonight, Sunday. What are we at? May 16th. 2021. And you might also know that, for lack of better words, my passion is health is the foundation to life and love is the purpose for living. That's what gets me up in the morning, even if I don't feel good. And continue with my daily habits, whether they're consistent or not. Actually, I like to joke with people that I have so many things I can do in the toolbox that my habits are consistently inconsistent, but because I have so many tools, I know how to use them to keep this body tuned up and my soul tuned in. So I hope that you are considering to do that on a daily basis or even a moment-to-moment basis so that you could take this God-given instrument known as a human body, know how to tune it up, keep it tuned in so that your soul can come through better and play music and orchestrate whatever creativity or creative expression that you desire. So here we are tonight. I wanted to bring up a topic that struck me just earlier, seeing that I'm observing several people that are having challenges with their cancer. And I wanted to share a few perspectives about cancer that I guess triggered in me, or I created within myself, or I was totally godly designed to have these perspectives to share with you right now. In other words, I had to experience this traumatic suffering in order to ignite and fuel the best parts of me, the better part of me, which of course is a great sense of humor. I had to have a great sense of humor along the way, even though I was serious at times, very serious, but my sense of humor was also right there beside it. And it really fueled and ignited my perspective. And one of the perspectives I had about my particular cancer and experience of cancer is that, you know, everybody has accepted that this idea, the operative word idea, that cancer is a disease. Yes, it's not a normal expression of human life. I understand that. And yes, it's uncomfortable, it's painful, it's highly fatal for many. I get that too, and I don't belittle that. But in the bigger perspective of life, cancer, you could perceive cancer as another form of life seeking expression. That's all it is. It's another form of life seeking expression. And every form of life that is seeking expression has within it the need, the desire, the drive to survive and to grow. Just like you and me. We have this innate, godly, universally drive to survive and to grow. And cancer is no different. It's another form of life. And it is growing because the environment in which it is born into, or the environment that is in the human body, is no longer conducive to natural human cells to be thriving, to surviving and growing. And the environment is only conducive for cancer cells to grow and thrive. Therefore, if you change the environment and make it hospitable, or inhospitable to cancer cells, that version of life, and you make it hospitable to human cells and human life, and dare I say the bacteria word and the virus word and the parasite words, and under the circumstances of this situation that humanity is in right now at large, but human beings, us as human beings, we're about 10% human. The remaining of our body is bacteria, viruses, parasites, and fungi, and various microorganisms, and unknown factors. So really, if you dive deeper into the microbiome and its it is so vital to human health and well-being, function, etc., that we should consider that we want to support and feed, nourish our bacteria or our microorganisms. So if cancer is growing rapidly and our human cells aren't thriving, I'm going to put this perspective and opinion out there that your microbiome is out of whack. And you can certainly go online to find plenty of information and YouTube videos, etc., on microbiome and health and well-being. And so many people with cancer also have a problem with their microbiome. And it's interesting that the medical model will go and cut, burn, and poison you. Actually, not you, but the cancer in you. And unfortunately, your human cells and your microbiome suffer annihilation at the same time. That's a generalized statement because there is targeted so-called therapies out there now that are a little bit better, but the same kind of mentality, cut, burn, and poison, is their answer to cancer. But it's interesting because nobody I know that has ever had cancer was deficient in chemo, radiation, and surgery. You know, it's like they're not really solving the problem. This is why I relapsed 6 times. And then they just keep throwing more cut, burn, and poison mentality at it. So if you or a loved one are in the midst of experiencing cancer, let's start to think about cancer from a bigger picture and from an empowered picture. So if you believe cancer is a disease and it's something happening to you and you need something or someone outside of you to cut, burn, and poison it out of you, that's a disempowering process for the most part. Again, that's generalized and it's every individual has their journey. Of making decisions. Now, I utilized medicine at the time I was diagnosed at 29 because I needed to buy me the time to go inward to my own inner knower, to tap into that part of me that was aware that cut, burning, and poisoning my cancer out never solves the mystery of how cancer started in my body in the first place. So another perspective here is cancer is not happening or something that is happening to you. It is actually happening for you to ignite a dormant, a sleepy part of you that needs to wake up and start to become empowered, that you can change the environment the inner environment, the external environments, so that it will discourage the relentless drive for cancer to survive and grow. And maybe it will ignite your will to put your faith into action to make the environment absolutely marvelous, beautiful, fertile, vibrant, so that life can restore itself, that human life can restore itself, that the body's innate wisdom can actually work its way into a miracle. But everybody has this notion, this idea that cancer is just a disease. And what's interesting, all people that have gone through their suffering with cancer, heart disease, or any of their ailments, and they've turned it around. And reclaimed their health and well-being, became empowered in their own faith and their actions. They said cancer was the greatest gift they ever had. Never, ever, ever would change anything about it. Neither would I. Not that we wish cancer upon anybody. That's why we do this. That's why I'm doing this podcast. That's why other people are out there trying to share their story and message. We don't want people to have to go through what we went through in order to wake up. So people have said that cancer was their greatest gift. And the medical model says it's a disease. It's bad news. Do you see the paradoxes we live in here? The big paradox here? The contradiction? Another perspective I have that I share with people often is that the only thing that Well, it's a perspective, so it's an opinion and a way to approach life philosophically. That the only thing that is really happening in the world or in you is that healing is taking place. A healing is taking place relative to your perspective on what's happening inside you. A healing is taking place. When someone is suffering from various ailments of chronic degenerative disease, a healing is taking place. Just as when a baby goes from crawling to walking, a healing is taking place. That's all that's happening. And here's how that came to my awareness. So I was in my kitchen many, many years ago, during my cancer treatment days, and washing a glass in the sink while talking on a cordless phone. You know how you used to hug the phone with one of your shoulders hijacked up and your neck kinked to the side, and you're busy doing something while you have the cordless phone on your neck. And I was washing a glass, and the glass broke, and it cut me right in my finger, probably about, I don't know, 3/4 of an inch, went pretty deep. So I hung up the phone and I watched the cut. I watched it. I don't know what propelled me to watch it. I just watched it and it bled out. And this magical thing was happening. The body was going to heal. It went right into healing that cut. Doing its best to try and heal it. And I questioned, wow, the body is designed to heal. For what reason? Why would the body want to heal? A broken bone, you know, an arm getting bitten off by a shark, some guy cutting his own wrist off to survive. That's a healing taking place. But why? What's going on there? That the body mind, let's not separate the two. The body mind really wants to heal. And I can only think that there was something else that was more important, that we needed a body in order to explore that something else. I don't know what it is for you. But for me, I was just really curious as to why that was happening. So I wanted to find out. And it leads me down the path of philosophy. It leads me down the path of sage wisdom. It leads me down the path of what I shared. Health is the foundation to life, and love is the purpose for living. And how you navigate that is your free will to make a choice on what health is and what love is, according to your ideas of what health is and your idea of what love is. So healing is primary. That's all that's going on. If I'm grieving, that's a healing taking place. If you're going through a painful divorce or breakup, that's a healing taking place. It's not bad and it's not good. It's just a healing taking place to propel you forward to a higher love. To a more rich life. That's why people say cancer was a gift. It enriched their life, the experience, the waking up and becoming more empowered. Maybe even giving them more purpose and meaning in their life, as it has done for me. So healing is primary. That's all that's happening. If you catch a cold, or if you come down with a cold, healing is taking place. Respect it. If someone is dying in their last few days, healing is taking place. It's not a death. Although that's the idea that we've been taught, just as cancer is a disease, is an idea, a very limited idea. I'm here to help you expand your idea through my gift of perspective. That cancer is not a disease at all. It's an expression of the disease. And so therefore, cancer is a gift. Cancer is an opportunity. Heart disease is something happening for you to wake up and make changes, to support life, to do those behaviors and habits that supports the garden to grow and flourish. Rather than creating an environment in your body, in the cell, in your cells, in your blood, in your fluids of your body, and the environment that you put your body into. That is what's creating an environment, or not creating an environment, for new life-seeking expression, in this case, cancer or heart disease, or other forms of chronic degenerative diseases, which over the 55 years I've been on this planet, I can tell you that I'm observing that it's not getting better, it's getting worse. But we keep doubling down on an idea rather than using our higher reasoning to change the idea from cancer is a disease to, no, cancer is not a disease. It's another way to look at it, that cancer is actually an expression of the disease. Now my perspective expands. And I can take some time to reflect on my life and how I've been living my life. Some can say cancer is all your lies coming up to the surface for you to tell the truth, to live more truthfully. It's one perspective. And as I mentioned, another perspective is cancer is just another form of life-seeking expression, given the environment and the constraints that are given. Just like a garden, you know, you go to plant certain seeds into that garden, they're only going to grow according to two things, the quality of the seed and the farmer's care for the environment in which it's planted. So if you are a farmer and you prepare the soil to grow a certain variety, but you put in an altogether different variety and it doesn't grow, no matter what the quality of the seed is, the farmer did not prepare the soil for that seed appropriately. So conversely, if the farmer knows the seed and the quality of seed is there and he or she prepares the soil appropriately for that seed, then you will get a beautiful garden. Something will grow and thrive in there. So part of the healing process, part of the healing is primary. Part of the healing that is the only thing going on is who's the farmer and what's the seed? And society has been built and created on an idea that disease is inevitable and out of your control. You have nothing to do with it. You're off the hook. You're exonerated. You don't have to take care of yourself anymore because you can't do anything about your health and well-being. Nothing. Just go and enjoy your life. And if something comes up, we'll cut, burn, and poison you. Yep, that's it. That's what we believe in. Or people like me, shake it up. Give you a radical opportunity to think differently. And it will be controversial because you've been programmed into thinking the other way is correct for decades, even over a century. It's been propagated into your thinking. And so when someone like me comes and challenges that, it can be uncomfortable for many people. But for some, they say my perspective is refreshing, encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. So that's why I do it. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm shooting from the hip tonight to try and get another podcast out for you guys to actually shift your perspective. That's why I titled this Do the Cure, right? What if the cure already exists? You just got to do it. It's an interesting way to think, right? What if the cure already exists? That's why they can never find a cure for it, because it already exists. For me, it started with perspective. Having a bigger perspective about the whole situation I was in. And to continue to dig deep inside myself to find answers within myself. This might not be your way, but it was, my way. A piece of my way. My whole podcast has, I think this will be my 20th. I'm not sure. I think it's the 20th podcast. So there's 20 podcasts to share many of my perspectives and processes on what my way was. But you want to know something. Everybody that creates a miracle in their life, they do it their way. They all do it individually, independent of everybody. It's all different. But I believe there's a common denominator amongst everybody, and that's their why they're doing it. And when the why gets big enough, the how will follow, but it's individualized. Certainly, there are some common denominators that might work. One, somewhere along the way, if you have cancer growing or you have heart disease or any chronic degenerative disease, then somewhere along the line, you are not fully nourished. Somewhere along the line, you're malnourished. Not only inside the body, but what about relationships? How many relationships are malnourishing you? How about your relationship with work, your bosses, etc.? We expand that through the holistic picture, right? So somewhere along the line, something's missing in your life, and something in your life has to go in order for you, the real you, the spirit of you, to grow. Something is missing in your life, and something has to go in order for you to grow. And of course, the other one is, everyone says, movement. We need to move something. There's interference within the bodily, body-mind system. There's interference. It could be your beliefs. Could be, you know, a belief and perspective are very similar. So it could be an emotion that's interfering. It could be toxins interfering. They have to be moved out of the out of the cells and out of the body. That's why detoxification is a big topic these days about anyone with chronic degenerative diseases and anybody healthy should still be proactively engaging in detoxification practices. And I did a podcast on your inner dialogue. How's your inner dialogue around your situations and circumstances? What is that inner dialogue? Is that the real you? Is those negative inner dialogue, the criticisms, the judgments, the attachments, the neediness, all that, is that really you? Is that the true you? Is that the highest vision of yourself? Or is there a superwoman inside there waiting to be expressed? Is there a Hercules inside of you waiting to be expressed? Is there a genie trapped in a bottle looking to be rubbed the right way so it can come out and play and grant the world some wishes? Well, we're coming to the end of this one. I feel it. What do we want to call it? Healing is primary. Do we want to call perspectives perspective? I'll figure it out when it comes, but let's just recap a few things. The idea that cancer is a disease is an idea, and you have the power to create any idea about your cancer. Any idea you want. And like many who have created their miracle of rising above to a time and place where they were free from that cancer, from their cancer, have always said that it was the greatest gift they could ever have, and they would never give it back for any other reason. So I'm going to leave you with that question. What is your idea about cancer? What do you think you want to do with that? You want to keep that idea? Do you want to change that idea? If you're stuck with that and you want to talk to me about it, you want to reach out to me, I'd be delighted to guide, listen, and befriend you in any way I can. I'll leave you a link in the description box, of course. And as always, if we do meet, that'll be terrific. And if we don't meet, that's okay. But until that time, let's keep your body tuned up and you're tuned in, your soul tuned in. Keep your body tuned up and your soul tuned in by learning how to live more in accordance with nature's laws and your true authentic nature. This is Dan Hegrich, 6-time cancer survivor, optimal health coach, wellness coach, lover of life, seeker of truth and wisdom, more seeker of wisdom, and playfully navigating my humanness by engaging in daily habits that will make me healthier, wealthier, and more loving today than I was yesterday. And hopefully finding you also engaging in better decisions to formulate habits, daily habits, that'll make you healthier, wealthier, and more loving today than you were yesterday. And what a world we will create together if we all do that. Again, Dan Hegerich, 6-time cancer survivor. This is Do the Cure. And if you like this, please share this with everybody that you know. That would be greatly appreciated. Sincere blessings to all of you. Power and grace.